In rural Alaska, access to fresh and local produce is limited at best during the fall and winter. But some Alaskan farmers are exploring options that let them keep their produce out of the elements. From KDLG in Dillingham, Avery Lill has more.
So it's just a hydroponic system. It's got water with fertilizer and calcium in it, nutrients, and that water just
No wind, no critters, no rain. Just the whir of machines and the smell of basil greet Kyle Balek as he inspects his hydroponic garden. This Dillingham resident and lifelong rural Alaskan has been gardening for years, but this year is the first time he's grown a garden in a box, a containerized growing system to be more precise. Rows of succulent lettuce, kale, and chard fill floor-to-ceiling shelves on either side of this shipping container that has been converted into a hydroponic farm.
What are we growing? Well, lettuce is the main thing. You see, there's green leaf, here's some young green leaf, there's some green leaf, some red leaf. The butterhead stuff's pretty popular. Got some romaine growing. And then different greens. We got chard, kale, mizuna.
He's also started to grow some herbs. The basil and arugula in particular are really taking off. Year-round fresh access to local produce has long been nearly impossible for rural Alaskans. And for Balek, that's the draw to hydroponic gardening.
Well, you can grow all year. It'll look like this in January. It'll look like this in February. It'll look like this next June. I mean, it's just, you can keep growing. You can just keep growing and keep growing and keep growing.
Hydroponics gives Balek the chance to grow year-round, but it also makes his farming operation more efficient.
One of the things that makes it almost more economical than trying to garden out in the field, because it doesn't take much time. It really doesn't. I spend, you know, now that it's up and running well, I don't know, 10 hours a week plus a few more hours to harvest and deliver stuff. So it's really not that much of a time commitment.
And that frees him up for marketing. Balek Family Farms began selling their produce at the AC grocery store in Dillingham. He's the first hydroponic farmer in town, but not the first in Alaska. Balek is a part of a larger movement to grow fresh food in rural Alaska. Rene Perez manages the produce division for AC Value Centers, and he says that his stores are partnering with two other hydroponic farms, one in Kotzebue and one in Southeast Island School District.
That is one of our top priorities as far as the produce division is concerned, is to support locally grown and the local industry.
Vicki McDonald is the branch manager of the AC in Dillingham. She has been impressed by the quality of Bleck's hydroponically grown greens.
He picked it the same day he brings it, which you can taste the difference compared to what we were getting before, which was getting shipped from Washington or, you know.
And she says that customers have been glad to see Balek Farms on their shelves.
It's been so well accepted. Everyone who's, you know, come in has just been like, oh, this is really good.
Balek's other customer is the Dillingham City School District. Danny Frazier is the superintendent. He says that when they ship produce from other parts of the state or country, sometimes as much as half of it comes in wilted or frozen.
We get fresher produce, of course, and it's something that the kids seem really happy to get, and they're eating it. So it's something we want to do.
Balek Family Farms is starting out with two shipments a week to the AC, one or two shipments a week to the school, and already has other interested customers. In Dillingham, I'm Avery Lill.